Navarro, if anybody thinks they're not trying to put Trump in prison for 700 years, just look at what they did to me. By Jeff Poor on January 27, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of FNC's Hannity, former Trump White House adviser Peter Navarro decried the Biden Justice Department's pursuit of contempt of Congress charges against him for defying a January 6 committee subpoena. Navarro noted the rare nature of the crime and how it contradicted Department of Justice policy. He was sentenced to 4 months in prison for the crime, which he said he intended to appeal to the Supreme Court and warned it could happen to anyone. Sean, if anybody thinks they're not trying to put Donald Trump in prison for 700 years, they just need to look at what they did to me yesterday, he said. They're not messing around. 4 months in prison, they even want to put me in prison before I can have my appeal in this case, and they want Trump in prison and out of the Oval Office. And they want folks like me not to be able to help him out. And here's the thing, here's what I'd ask your viewers to understand. It's not rare. I am the first senior White House advisor with they call alter ego to the president ever to be charged with this alleged crime. And the irony here, Sean, the irony is that the Department of Justice itself has maintained a policy for more than 50 years that says that senior advisors like me absolutely cannot be compelled to testify before Congress. Why? Because it violates the constitutional separation of powers and interferes with the ability of executive privilege to provide effective presidential decision-making. Navarro continued, and that's where we stand right now. I have a great case that will go, and I've said from day one, Sean, day one, that this is going to the Supreme Court. It's what they call a case of first impressions that has significant constitutional issues. Can Congress compel senior aides to testify? The answer is no, according to DOJ policy. And then there's other issues related to that. It was just the oddest thing where Joe Biden himself intervened in this case. To say that he can strip Donald Trump of executive privilege as soon as he assumes office, which is ludicrous. Brett Kavanaugh has already said that is ludicrous. So I appreciate you having me on, Sean. But I want folks to know, they can come after me. They can come after Trump and they can come after you. And 4 months in prison at my age is effectively a death sentence, if you look at the average lifespan in America. And it's just, this to me is why you got to elect Donald Trump in 2024 and get him into the Oval. Because as you've been eloquent about, Sean, our economy is in shambles. Our border is in shambles, our enemies are upon us and you, sir, have been following that. But when I was in the White House for 4 years, there was only one of three people who was there with the president the entire time. I helped him save hundreds of thousands of lives during the pandemic, hundreds of thousands the manufacturing jobs we created, and what do I get for that? He added. I get prosecution for a crime nobody's ever been charged with. 4 months in prison, and now they even want to deny me my freedom while I appeal this case all the way up to the Supreme Court. So yesterday was not a good day for America. Not a good day for America, but they're coming after Trump. If they come after Trump, as he has said, he's just in the way, they'll come after you. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.